flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line, you can always talk to our friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And right now, let's bring our friend and yours, Stanley Cup champion, Jay Caulfield. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jay, brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, how are you today? Say hello to Bob Pompiani.
Hi, guys. Bob, how are you?
What's up, Jay?
Nice to talk to you both.
You also.
Good to talk to you. You guys were good after the game the other night. I mean, it was a tough situation, and you said it like it is. It was in large part just a lifeless performance, Jay, which is really hard to figure given the state the Penguins are in. Can you figure it out?
No, Joe. I mean, I'm sure Mike Sullivan's scratching his head too. Usually when there's a kind of a, you know, they had a harder skate, not a real difficult skate, but a harder one than what they had the practice before. And you think you're going to get a response from that across the board, right? Across, 18 skaters. And that didn't play out that way at all through this trip. And then I don't think you've got some guys going, you don't have, I don't want to say lack of effort, but I think there's just decisions making throughout the game that cost you, and that's it. I mean, and it's a tough spot to be in. I mean, I think they're obviously feeling the pressure of knowing where they're at in the standings. Teams around them are all winning. It's a real difficult spot. This trip, as we said last week, we felt it's a make or break. They can rattle off some good wins with the schedule they had. And there was a comment I thought about it. I said these are teams they're supposed to be beating. But the truth be told, they're the same number. They're in the same positioning as other teams are with 48 points and bottom of the Eastern Conference and, just above Buffalo. All those things. But I still think when you have Sidney Crosby in your lineup, I will always lean towards that. I mean, yes, but the fact of the matter is they're right now in the bottom quadrant. And they got to battle each and every night when they're playing these teams out west. As we saw, they've lost three in a row against teams that are out of the playoff hunt as well.
Jay, I want to ask you about specifically the last two games, because in Seattle and in this last one in San Jose, we saw really egregious turnovers, and they were made by all sorts of players. And I think it was Letang let a puck get away on the far wall, two on one, right. Three on two. Right. Same thing happened with Carlson when he inadvertently or inexplicably threw the puck in the middle of the ice off his backhand, and he falls down, and they go 2-on-1 and score. They're not going to miss those chances. And then in this game, we saw the same thing. Now, I know Mike Sullivan's not preaching that, throw the puck in these areas. Players should know that. They're experienced players. Why does that keep happening? And it leads to odd man breaks, which kill a goaltender.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, as your point right there at the end of it, Bob, I mean, you're leaving your goaltender hanging out to dry. The Carlson one, when a backhand pass in the middle of the ice, the Letang one, they're trying to do something, and it's a mistake. It's a mistake, absolutely a mistake. You can't do that pressure. Good sticks, everybody's – they're good players on the other side too. And they controlled the play the whole time before the Letang giveaway. That's what made that even worse. They had full control, dominating, and then they give up the break. Mm-hmm. The Carlson one, it was a turnover in the beginning of the game as well, almost the same area. But late in the game, when you're making a backhand feed into the middle of the ice, you're just, you know, I've been in teams before where you come to the bench and guys are jumping all over the guy that does that because you're leaving your goaltender just hanging out there. Their numbers look worse. Everything that goes with that, right? So I didn't think, I mean, three of the four goals that Blomqvist gave up, there's nothing he could do. Nothing he could do. One-timers between the hash marks, whatever it might be. And I think that, again, I think that can be guys pressing, trying to do something, trying to make something happen. And the harder you push and the harder you might try, the worse things go. And it's a mix of that. It's a mix of carelessness, probably, right? And a mix of almost like, I don't care. That's what some of them look like. Not all, some. And when you get to that process, when you get to that point, the bench, you can see it. Mike Sullivan's not happy, and there's nothing more he can do. I mean, what as you said, they're grown men playing a game, making guys being paid a lot of money to go out and perform. And it's one thing if you're getting opportunities and not scoring. That's one thing. But it's the mistakes that you mentioned, Bob and Joe, and I think that puts this team in a really bad place right now, which nobody, with Sidney Crosby re-signed, all that kind of stuff, all that you're losing another year with the way this is going.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. You can join Pony and Muller at the new Buffalo Wild Wings, Mount View Drive, West Mifflin, this Friday. PM team will broadcast live from 2 to 6. Stop by and register for your chance to win free wings for a year. Friday at Buffalo Wild Wings in West Mifflin. Jay, I was thinking about this, talking about this with somebody this morning. I don't know how much information you have, but I know that you do know Mario well. It's been a while now, and it's well known that there was some sort of falling out between him and Fenway Sports Group. Is there any talk of reconciliation? Any chance of him being around the franchise? Because, frankly, and I know this isn't the biggest issue with a reeling hockey team, it's not the same without Mario ever around.
No, it's not. It is. You can feel that in the building. You can feel it where, you know, the suite that he had, all the atmosphere. I agree with that, Joe. And I don't think there's much movement. They've got, as far as that, he's going to be in town with the camp that he has, his fantasy camp. He'll be back. He'll be at a few games that way. But that's when you, again, you know, yeah, the key player, the key point, and what he means to the city, when he is not in the building, it truly, you feel it. And then when it's going sideways, it's even more of a glaring moment. When he's in the building, there's something, there's a buzz about it. I don't know if they're ever going to be able to rectify that. You know, what they're, you know, the beef, you know, the business decisions between each other. But Mara doesn't, you know, if he feels strongly about something, he's not going again. He's not going to change what he feels. And if they can come to a decision, it's very interesting now that, you know, a minority piece is up for sale and all that goes with that. And people think Mario might jump back in. I mean, all these things kind of come into play, but Mario is true to his word, and whatever, you know, if you kind of go sideways on him, he has not been here. He has not been. He's been in the building for Yager's thing. He's been in the building for his camp, and that's it. And he said that's what it was going to be like, and it's exactly what he's done. And I don't see it changing much, and unless those two minds can come together, because that's a shame. Because you could have a business, and then you could have Mario there, and he's the face of this city for hockey forever. So it's a shame that can't get rectified.
I totally agree with that, and it's a sad state of affairs that this happened. And Fenway Sports Group, for whatever happened at the beginning, created, I think, the situation. And he's not one, I agree with you, that is going to change it on his behalf if he feels he's in the right and they're in the wrong. But, you know, the bottom line is it's a better place where Mario Lemieux's there and he is the look. And I would pay him to be that guy if I were Fenway Sports Group. With regard to that sale, that's a you know, you see all this kind of, or whatever it is, trying to add. This is also time of the year where these ownership groups, which are not family owned necessarily, or you know, a group owned, it's one of those publicly traded companies. They need to come up with money, especially now that they're losing. I have to believe that 3 years of not making the playoffs means that they're going to be losing money, and they owe people who buy into their group, don't they? I mean, I'm not good at this math stuff, but I know that that's how it works.
Yeah, I think it used to be, now, a number of years ago, like, you almost have budgeted in that you're into the first round going into the second, you know, budgeted in.
Right.
So when you're not even getting there and you're missing all those extra games and all that goes with that and the crowd's dwindling, yeah, there's a problem going. I mean, it's snowballing in this situation right now. But I do agree, Bob. I do think, as I just said, I think it used to always be, if you're not, they're budgeting, ownership probably budgets that they're anticipating the Pittsburgh Penguins being in the first, not only the first, but getting into the second round. And then that could have changed over all these years, but I don't think much. I mean, it's a big letdown when this does not happen. A huge letdown. It's a huge letdown as far as ownership, the players, everything that goes with it. A real tough spot to be in right now.
Jay, how fine of a line do you think it is walking with Sid's situation these days? I mean, I think common sense tells me that he took his latest hometown discount on the idea that Kyle Dubas will still try to contend, to which I would say he tried and he failed.
Yeah.
So now what? And is keeping a guy like Raquel or even Rust around, guys in their 30s who could net you something nice in return, if the prime rationale for that is to keep Sid happy, is that good rationale?
I think because with him saying, first of all, probably his loyal, you know, we talk about the loyalty with Mario, we talk about the loyalty with Sidney, that Sidney Crosby brings. There's something special about being a player, like what they are, and being in one franchise your whole career, right? We know Gretzky moved on, all that goes with that. Then, so he stays here, he's loyal, and I assume, but I also would say, I don't think he wants to be a part of something that's floundering, that's not competing each and every night for the ultimate goal, right? So there's that part. I think you do have to keep him happy, but I also think, Joe, even with all that, even the names you mentioned, I think the huge part about what goes on now in teams and can they move players, it's the no trade clause. The no trade clause that so many players have. And it makes it very difficult for Kyle Dubas. And I agree, Bob and Joe, he tried to put pieces together that could make something happen and build depth scoring and get lines, get wingers for Malkin, have wingers, Rust and Raquel with Crosby, and they've been outstanding. You can't. I think there'd have to be a major discussion with what's going to happen if you move either of those two up top. But I do think the no trade clause, is really impacting movement for a lot of players. I will say one thing. I'm a believer. Like, I can't believe how many no trade clauses are out there right now. I mean, in all honesty, how many guys have no trade or even limited no trade? I think that should be for the very, very few.
Totally agree.
Few guys. And I just can't understand why it's been given up and what's happened over these years. And I know that's how it goes. And GMs, like, it's not much they can do when it's pushed on them. But I'm not a fan of that. And I think certainly guys have earned, but they're being paid handsomely for what they've done. Does that mean you can hold a franchise hostage because you have a no-trade clause? So I'm not a fan of that. I do think some guys qualify and should be. And if somebody came to you and said, hey, we want you to maybe back off on your no trade clause, well, they're telling you, hey, everybody knows too. They're basically telling you, hey, we're trying to move you, right? And then how does that impact the locker room and all that goes with that? I think there's a lot, but I think if you're a player on this team right now, you pretty much should feel like you're vulnerable, right? You should feel vulnerable.
Yes.
Only Sidney Crosby should not feel vulnerable.
Yeah, and one thing.
Everybody else should be vulnerable.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing I wonder about, Jay, and I'm sorry to double dip here, Bob. I do apologize for that.
Why?
But something's
on
my mind.
You're going to follow up. It's a good thing. When I see you twitch over there, I know you have a follow up. So
something's on my mind here. I was talking to somebody else this morning, Jay, that we both know. And, you know, these guys get awfully creative, whether it's Hextall, Craig Patrick, Rutherford, Dubas, when they want somebody. When you want Derek Brassard, you nobody thinks you can get him. You move mountains. When you want Erik Karlsson, you make a deal that you'd have to be like a nuclear physicist to understand how it happened. So why can't you get that wild and that creative when you're trying to get rid of guys? I would leave no stone unturned. And one guy I'd be calling is the old riverboat gambler himself, Jim Rutherford, with the struggling Vancouver Canucks. And I would check.
And they have... issues on that team right now. JT Miller and Elias Pettersson.
They got issues. That's what I'm saying. So would he want to reunite with a Letang? Would Letang move his no claw? Would Malkin want to go chase a cup with Rick Tocchet? Maybe not, but I'd ask. Like, that's the type of thing. You know what I mean, Jay?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. And Miller and Pettersson, by them coming out by Jim Rutherford, and this has been going on for a while. It wasn't like breaking news. It's been heard that there's been a rift between Miller and Peterson in Vancouver. So I'm sure one of the two would be available, right? Something like that. To back to your side, if you're Vancouver or a team that thinks they can in turn contend, who do you want on this roster? Who do you want? I mean, that's the question. Like
Rust, Raquel.
No, I'm not slighting that. I'm just saying there's Raquel and Rust. Then you go to the side of as soon as you do that, you better have some plan in place that's going to funnel into Crosby to have line mates, all those things that go with it. I think Raquel, Rust, all those guys are all certainly great players that are making things happen and done it their whole career. But now, if you go after that, the pieces that you're probably talking about, Joe, are the ones that are signed here that. They're like anchors on the team right now, right? You can't get rid of their contracts, all this stuff. It is going to take something creative to move what's there. But I'm not sure some other teams don't want what maybe the Penguins want to part with.
I hear you.
That becomes
the
problem.
Then you have to say.
That's the thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I was just going to say that Raquel Rust, if you move them now you need you're going to if you bring somebody back you just eliminated one part to bring back something else. You have to move. It does have to be something significant, and I do think they tried to piece together pieces for this roster, and it hasn't panned out. You can hear Mike Sullivan's the frustration that they're not scoring 5-on-5. They can't get the second wave of goals 5-on-5. The power play, thank God, the power play's been what it's been doing, but otherwise it's trouble. So they tried to piece it together. It hasn't been working, and it's not what worked. It was the goaltending part. Then it becomes the secondary scoring. Then the PK starting to back up a little bit. All those things kind of come into play and put you in the position that you are. And I will say, the other part that I made a comment about players, I'm not saying that there's not players that are valuable. Marcus Pettersson probably could hop on any team and help them on the blue line. That's a given. I mean, in my opinion, I think that's a piece that's out there. There's young blue liners the Penguins are developing. But I just think where it's at, the number that guys have on their contracts or what they still have left, and who's going to want that, and that no trade clause, that's all the stuff that comes into play that makes it very difficult for Kyle Dubas,
for sure.
Who has to continue. Yeah, he has to continue to build with the draft picks, and it's to the fan base. It's frustrating because, okay, you're building more draft picks. How long does it take those guys to develop? I mean, if you don't get a blue chipper or, you know, there's not generational talents coming down the pipe. I haven't heard of any coming up. Not that there's not great players that are in the draft, but not a generational talent that's going to turn this all around.
Bob,
it's a tough spot.
Bob, we're down to 1 minute left in the
period.
1 minute
remaining in the period. All right, Jay. So we had this little debate about the Four Nations. It's coming up. They're going to shut down the game for two weeks. I'm not a big fan of this particular thing. Olympics are fine with me. This seems to be an exhibition that players want. I get why players want it, but who does it serve really, and how does it help your local hockey team?
Yeah, I will say number one, I think for the players to be able to compete against, and you're still not really getting all the best because you're missing Russia. You're missing, you know, players.
Yeah, that was
like
my
that,
point. No Russians over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that part. But if you have a chance, Crosby's with McDavid, this is the one time they didn't get the Olympics. This might be the shot. I think that's how that's who it's benefiting, the players like that. I think it's going to be, I think for people who are really into it and watch it, I think it's going to be great, great theater, great television. But I think on the flip side, for a two-week shutdown, those markets that are struggling anyway, what are they going to do after two? I think when they did the World Cup and you had it at the beginning of the season, and then you go from there, September, that's the way they I think is a better way. But to have it be like right now, a 2 week shutdown, that's difficult. I think there's more of an impact negatively to the certain franchises. But for people to watch McDavid, MacKinnon, Crosby play together, that to me is going to be outstanding. And how they go against the U.S., that's really just U.S. and Canada. People want to see that. That's what we're all going to want to see. So I think there's a big plus for that. But I do think 2 weeks of a shutdown is a really strong thing that's going to impact markets that aren't that. I mean, they just went out west, and how many people are at the game in San Jose?
Yeah.
If it shuts down for 2 weeks, what are they going to do? So, but that's how I feel about it, Bob. I think it's going to be great theater, great for Sidney Crosby to see this, but I think it's a tough having 2 week shutdown.
Jay, you're a wonderful man.
Thank you,
Jay. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Always a pleasure.
There he goes, Jay Caulfield.
Jay Caulfield.
Here's another little hypothetical, Bob. See, once you go to Carlson, I don't know, Rust, Letang, guys with these no movement clauses. Mm-hmm. And you say, this didn't work. We're essentially waving the white flag on this season. Can we work with you to move on? Do you have interest in going and chasing a championship? Chris Letang. Montreal is right there this year.
They've turned into
they've
a good
a comeback.
Team. Absolutely.
They're 2 points out. Could we interest you in you going back to your hometown? What if he says yes? I'm just saying, turn over every stone. And you know what? If he does say yes, you call the Canadiens, where Mike Matheson has become a guy who's being, you know, targeted by fans. And you say, we will take on Matheson. Only 1 year left on his deal, Bob. You say, great. We're going to give you Chris Letang, and may we interest you in a gently used Ryan Graves. We'll retain part of, seriously, we'll retain part of his salary. There go Graves and Letang. Here comes Mike Matheson, a guy who might make you worse.
You need more than that, though.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, the beauty here, Bob, is
you
unload all that money.
I get it.
You can't
but
ask
I still
for more.
Want some, if you're
you
to,
want them to do something more.
They have draft you, picks. Then, I looked at what they have available. You can get some high draft not, picks from
there. There's other deals. You're telling me if I told you right now, Letang and Graves, you get rid of Graves the next 4 years and $20 million, I'm walking to Montreal.
Well,
to
you're
going
to have to pay
deal.
Some of that. I get what you're saying, but what I'm also saying to you is, if I'm going to give you Chris Letang, who still can be a factor on a team like that that's close to the playoffs, I want some picks as well. To me, you got to get both.
You're not getting that. You get somebody to pick up a significant portion of Ryan Graves' contract.
You know,
are you kidding, Bob?
They got rid of contracts to get Erik Karlsson, and they brought on even more of a contract with him.
Yeah, he would be another one that I would go to. But,
I would
but,
start
but,
with him.
Fine. And he had a very cryptic comment about the Sharks and their great young player, and we're going to listen to that next.
You're talking about Macklin Celebrini?
Yes. The point is
going to be a stud.
The point is, with the Letang thing, you get rid of as much of Graves' contract as you can. You don't have to pay Letang. He probably wouldn't be happy with this situation here. And then you bring in Matheson, and you just have to. He makes you worse, which is good. And then you get rid of him after a year. So that would be huge. This team is saddled with aging players, depreciating assets, combined with albatross contracts. So if I'm Fenway Sports Group, I tell Kyle Dubas, get to work. Tear this thing down to the studs, or as close as you can get to it.
How about if they say no?
Right now.
How about if they say no?
Who?
Letang.
Well, then at least you asked.
And then what?
Then you got to keep him.
And then what?
Then you move on to Carlson. You move on to Carlson anyway.
How about if they
all
say no, we're comfortable
then
here?
Then you just trade Pettersson, Raquel, and whoever else. The idea of keeping Raquel is lunacy at this point.
Well, and he's at a very good position to be traded for something in return.
He's at the highest marketability he'll ever have.
Actually, that's what the Pirates did originally with Adam Frazier. They trade him when he was at his best season, and they got something in return.